Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Danielle Allentup, another one of our fine young writers, beat writers here in Baltimore. I love the beat writers for the Orioles. The young people do a great job hunting these stories. She says the Orioles are attempting to improve the in-game entertainment for fans at Camden Yards. First off, Ed, do you believe that that's a necessity?
Necessity, no, but I mean, I think it's... nice, and it's something that should be done. I mean, because you got to keep up with everybody else. This is, you know, I think baseball more than any sport needs that. Because it's not just a game. It's an entertainment venue. It's what you do. You spend a couple hours there when you take your family or you go yourself or your friends, whatever. It's not just about the game on the field. It's about everything. It's the whole experience. And I think more than any other sport, because baseball is slow, I mean... that you need this stuff, and I think it's a good idea. Yeah.
Jeremy, you think it's a necessity?
I do, because look, if you have a beautiful ballpark, and look, you could say as much as you want about fans of baseball games. When they do giveaways, what do?
Go.
Yeah. People sell out.
Absolutely.
They sell out of the giveaways.
But think about it. It's for something really dumb.
Yeah.
It's for either a bobblehead or
a t-shirt.
A hat or, you know, something, you know, but, an ugly shirt.
But I think as much as we think some of it might be silly as baseball fans, I think the masses enjoy that stuff, and it's just another reason. I hate fireworks, and people love them. Like Friday night, you're waiting for it after the game. Like, you want that stuff, and, you know, this weekend, there's, OAR is playing. I told you, I had the most expensive concert I ever went to when I didn't see the Avett Brothers at Camden Yards because my wife got too drunk, and I decided to take her home for my birthday present.
Yes.
So, anyway, but, like... I think it's imperative that you do that stuff, not only financially for what you're bringing in to help yourself, but because it just gives you more reasons to want to be down there.
Yeah.
And I think, like, you know, we'll get to it when we talk about fans showing up. I just think this is another thing that you can do to bring people out.
Danielle said that someone came in, a secret shopper, last year while the Phillies and the Yankees were in town. And there were more Phillies and Yankees fans. I'm not arguing that. We were used to that with the Yankees. It's ridiculous for a team that was on pace to win 91 games at the time. But, you know, that's your decision. She also talked about the poor sound system that has already been improved this year. The Orioles noticed last year, the new ownership, that the sound system was horrible. It was. This year, I think, is a tad bit too loud, but it's at least clear, Jeremy.
Yeah.
That, to me, is a necessity. Good quality sound at a baseball game is a necessity to me.
Well, we all talk about this ballpark, and look, I think the Giants should do it. I think the Pirates should be doing it, and the Phillies. Like, you should be having things at the ballpark to bring people out. And I'm not just talking about, like, the concerts and things like that. Like, other events. Like, even when they do their 5Ks down there, you're bringing people down. And I think if people are coming down for a concert and you get them to come to the baseball game... what happens if they actually enjoy being at the baseball game and now they want to go again? So all those things you're talking about that they've been doing, it's imperative that you do those things. But also, I think people have to be realistic. This was a losing franchise for a long period of time. There's a lot of fans that you still have to win back. Even though you had a couple of successful seasons and a five-year period where you were the winningest team in baseball, you still got to bring these fans back. You just went through a rebuild.
Yeah.
And you can see how fickle they are. We're used to Red Sox and Yankee fans coming down here because it's cheaper to go to three games and buy a hotel at our venue than it is to go to games up there. And the same thing with the Phillies. Look how close. You wouldn't, if they were playing in Philly, you wouldn't want to drive up there. And
damn see, right.
Yeah.
So I do.
I think.
I do.
You don't want to. We drove to New York last year to watch. Remember, I wasn't working that series.
Yeah.
We drove to New York. We were off. What were we off for? Was that Juneteenth last year?
It may have been. I don't remember. We did have off, though.
Yeah, off Monday we drove up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, it's no coincidence that the Orioles bring in Mark Fine, chief marketing officer, and all of a sudden now they're trying to improve the stadium. Mark Fine has been around for a long time, working for a lot of different teams. This is right down his alley. Danielle wrote that of the 30 teams, the Orioles ranked in the bottom five for in-game entertainment. She quoted Dean Kramer, who says, when we go to the other places, we feel like the away team. Sometimes at this ballpark, we don't necessarily feel like the home team.
Hey, but look, there's a mix of everything. That's on you guys to play better. Like, you did not give fans a reason to come out after the first month. And I'm one of those people that believe, like, I'm going to the baseball game whether my team's good or bad. I'm going to go to my handful of games, support the team, go out and watch. Like, and again, I'm watching every game at home. But it becomes a matter of, I understand from day to day with all the things that people have went through with COVID and how much it's affected people. Has it affected your bankroll? You know, all the things going up, the prices of everything, the new tariffs and all that, like, and how it's, there are reasons why people aren't going to go there and spend that type of money.
But if you follow this article, I don't think he is talking in terms of the crowd, because it says that Mark Fine went to the players and asked them what things would they want for, I think it's the in-game experience.
No, I'm talking about simply that him saying that sometimes when he comes at home, it feels like a road game.
No. I think what he means by that, I don't think he's talking about the crowd. I think he's talking about the amenities. That's why Mark Fine went to the players.
I think he's still got to be talking about the crowd.
Well, if Mark Fine, as a result of what he said, goes to Dean Kramer, that means something along the communication.
But you pointed out two games, the Phillies and the Yankees, and that has to do with fans coming in. It wasn't that the sound system was bad during those two specific series.
But there's a lot of room in between the article, though, where they start talking. He said he went to him, what would you like to add? He started talking about different things at different ballparks. Dean Kramer was telling Fine, different things at different ballparks make you feel more at home.
I'm not buying that.
But that's what he's saying, though.
How is it what he's saying when the article's about, I mean, we sit here and get to it, and she wrote a piece on the Orioles' attempts to improve the in-game entertainment for fans. Players have also commented that they don't feel at home when they're at the yard. That has to do with fans. That doesn't have to do with the sound system.
Kramer noted that a better game day atmosphere when they visited in April compared to previous years. He's talking about the game day atmosphere.
Here.
Okay. See, I think it's a lot of the bells and whistles, too, though.
I don't think the players give a rat's ass about bells and whistles. They want fans out there rooting for
them. Picked their own walk-up music.
And they said that when they go to Fenway, the Red Sox have a sound effect that they play after
exactly.
a strikeout. So the Orioles started doing that.
Yankees do that, too.
He's specifying atmosphere stuff. Dean Kramer is specifying these things.
But talking about feeling like being at home and being on the road is because of fans. Because of fans. Like,
I'm just going by the quotes in the article, man. It sounds to me that they're speaking more of, you know, the make some noise prompts and things. He says something about prompts such as make some noise or put noise meters on a scoreboard. These are things that he's saying.
Right.
He's not. He's specifying the things that he'd like to see at the stadium.
So when I first saw it, I thought they meant like entertainment in general. For
yes.
fans. Just kind of. Now it sounds more like. Support for the team itself as far as, you know, adding a little bit of excitement to the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up from.
Yeah.
Like add
I thought,
some
I thought
more.
It was more like when they told me the Braves complex, where you've got all kinds of things to do.
I think it's all of it. But again, when you're talking about experiencing a road game at home, that has to do with fans rooting for the other team when you're playing at home. Like, that's what, and again, all this, nobody's going to the ballpark saying, man, I really want to go hear that whistle that the Yankees had. It's just an added bonus.
Yeah.
It's an added bonus from being there. I talked about the Astros with Yusei Kikuchi.
The Coogee.
Thank you. they play "You Say" from Lisa Loeb every time he strikes right. somebody out. They do the "Woo" for Brian Woo right. when he strikes
you
out somebody.
You let that whistle not play at Yankee Stadium after a strikeout, and you'll figure out how much fans want it.
Again, it's don't an
play
absolutely.
It. Yeah. Don't play it one time. It's not an constant. Added bonus. You know, it's funny. Not constant. You don't play that thing one time.
And we were there. It's amazing because it's so stupid, but boy, it got under my skin.
I've hated it for
because
years.
Because we struck out 12 times that game, man.
Yes. Right. But it really pissed me off. I'm like, God, that's annoying. Like,
we kept striking out. That's why. Yeah. Let's go to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I think, Rob, I concur with you. I believe it ties into the whole reason the article was written. I think it pertains to, the amenities and everything. I don't think it's more so the fans.
You don't think, hold on. You don't think it, when he says, it feels like a road game when I'm at home, that's not about the fans?
I think maybe that ties into it, but I think it pertains to the article in of itself. Mm. I mean, it reflects, all the amenities and such as well. You have to give that as weight to it.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot for the call, man. 410-583-1057. Rockabacco joins us at 9, but we're going to keep this thing going. What will you do to improve the in-game product at the yard? Also, would that impact or affect you going to more games, that improvement? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What would you do to improve the in-game experience at Camden Yards? Let's go to Pat in Perry Hall. What's up, Pat?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
I just wanted to chime in. I was at Yankee Stadium Saturday for the Oriole game. It was loud. It was so, so loud. For me, I'm an older person, but the young people were really into it. And they did one thing that I didn't know what it was because I'd heard it the night before on the TV. It sounded like a foghorn. And I asked the guy sitting next to me, it's an emergency thing when it's like a 3-2 and they want to get the guy out.
When they have two
and
strikes.
That, they really got into that.
When they have two strikes, what's the name of that? The purge horn.
Mm-hmm.
They do the thing from the purge. Yeah. Yeah, they do that whenever they have two strikes on the opposing hitter.
So to kind of add to Rob's point on this, one of the things that they did bring up in the article was kind of talking about the different moments in the game. Not necessarily talking about like a strikeout whistle to get you in, but if it's...
Like the purge thing.
Yes. Or if we have a situation where... Look, nobody wants to do the damn wave except some of you weirdos out there.
But I hate noise to that.
God, I hate that.
There's no noise to that.
But the way I'm saying the wave and charge and all those things.
Let me ask you a question, Jeremy. You're at the plate. You're a visitor. And that damn purge horn goes off every time you have two strikes on you.
Yeah.
It's going to get to you. Like Ed said with the whistle at the Yankee Stadium.
It's Pavlov's theory. Whistle. They're ready to strike out when they hear the purge horn. They keep playing it.
If you strike out, whistle. Let's go to Sykes. We're going to get Chopper. What's up, Chopper?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I just wanted to help you guys clear up the little argument you were having about where this story came from and what exactly they're looking at. Now, I've been a season plan holder for a long time, I don't know if any of y'all are. Rob, you probably get all your tickets for free. But
well, I got that shade at me, yeah, man. Chopper, why you got those shade at me, man?
Anyway, my bad. Anyway, so they send out, as a season plan holder, they send out a ton of surveys. And this season especially, they sent out more surveys than ever. And this is an exact survey they sent out about a month ago, okay, asking all these kind of questions from season plan holders. What do you think about this in-game thing,
yeah,
that in-game thing, et cetera? All the stuff you guys are talking about. So I think that's probably what originated this this press release and this stuff they're talking about improving the in-game. But,
hey, Chopper, thanks a lot. And I'm telling you, you received more this year than ever. Mark Fine.
But, you know, like people were bitching about it because the team was losing. It's like, if you've set up to improve the stadium and do things to improve the game overall, mm-hmm, and your team sucks at that point in time, and you're like, hey, we're building this addition, everybody's like, who cares? Yeah. Spend money on pitching. Like, they're doing all this to improve the experience for you.
One has nothing to do with the other. They're not taking money out of the pitching kitty to replace the scoreboard.
In my mind, anytime a player says being at home feels like a road game, it has to do with how you feel with the fans. And again, maybe it is more tied into that they're not involved when there's two strikes on a mm-hmm batter, and you want to hear it get loud, and you want to, like, when you're opposing teams at the free throw line, you want your home crowd to be yelling, right, and yes, banging and everything. Like, yeah.
Let's go to Jefferson, who's in Parkville. What's up, Jefferson?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. So two things I think it would make the stadium a little bit better. One, drop the prices of the food a little bit, just a little bit.
You know they do have a value section there, right?
Yeah, it's getting a little outrageous. And then
No. They already have a value section where you can get things like $4.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a little bit. But I think the second thing, they should do it like I was at the Miami Marlins Stadium the other day, and they got this 21-plus section with, like, a bunch of adult film stars in there. And like,
hey, Jefferson. Hey, man.
Hold on. Who was there?
Come on, dude. Miami Marlins. They give away tickets, too.
Are you telling me you hung out with Lexington and Steele and watched the Marlins game?
Dude.
How can you get so lucky?
They need to lower the prices. They have a $4 section.
You can bring food in.
Dude, they have that already.
Yes.
They need to do something to do. You know what they need to do? They need to have a bird that goes around the stadium and takes pictures with kids. They should do that.
But I think to his point, though, too, like maybe they don't have what he wants at that $4 menu. I wanted a crab cake.
SOL. I'm going to tell you where you get $4 crab cake from.
They're Maryland-style crab cakes down in Mississippi.
Exactly. Yeah. Ian in Lancaster. What's up, Ian? Is it Ian or Ian?
Ian,
what's up, bud? How you doing?
Yeah, I think I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Doing well.
I think Dean was talking about the general vibe from the crowd, even that is there, okay? They're doing a lot more crowd prompts this year, but people aren't reacting to them, I think, the way the players would want. And frankly, to that, I would say tough. I was at that Reds game, what was it, in April? It was a Friday night. They were giving away a hockey jersey. It was a sellout. It was an opening day. It was a random Friday night game in April, and it sold out, okay? And guess what? We got stomped by the Reds, and it stunk, and the crowd is cynical, and it's going to take time. And these guys got to get that. They want more energy. They want more people. They're comparing us to Yankees fans and Phillies fans. Well, guess what? Those teams spend money year after year after year on a quality product on the field.
So you're saying they haven't spent on a quality product? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, it's stating the obvious. I mean, we tanked for so long.
They just went through a rebuild.
Couple of good seasons, and everyone's just supposed to just say, okay, it's all in the past now. It's like, man, it's a long time.
How many good seasons would you need then to come back? Exactly.
We're getting compared to the Yankees and the Phillies here for the basis of this discussion. That's what we just got compared to as fans.
Mm-hmm.
So if the fans are getting compared to Yankees fans and Phillies fans, then it's only fair to say, okay, you want to make that comparison? Let's do the team comparison as well. Okay?
Okay.
Well, but the team, like, you had teams going in totally different directions. We just went through a rebuild, and we've talked about this. They came out of it beforehand, and people are like, you got to spend money. What if there's nothing that you like in the offseason to spend money on? And I understand we talked about pitchers. They wanted to re-sign Corbin Burns. He went to Arizona. Did you want him to give Max Fried an 8-year deal? He's pitching great right now. Let's see what it looks like at the end of that deal. You know, there were certain guys you could have went after. The Dodgers went out and threw a ton of money on short-term deals at a bunch of guys, including Blake Snell, still on the IL, by the way. Like, again, like, think some of this stuff through. They're going to spend money. They just haven't yet. And again, like, you're not even giving them the chance to even showcase that, because clearly, if there was ever any year that they're going to spend money in the offseason, it has to be the one coming up after what they just went through.
I just got this text from Danielle Allen Tup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could have just asked me where the story came from instead of just speculating.
Why didn't
you? Hey, I said during the break, if you were talking to Danielle Allen Tup, she should have been on.
Is she calling?
Get her. You could have just got her.
I didn't come up with this segment.
No, but we saw it yesterday. You could just be like, why would we just have her on?
She had a concert yesterday?
No, our parents went.
Kenny Chesney concert.
Tim McGraw was the one.
Well, is she coming on or not?
Where?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.